I have written a number of letters to him. He hasn't responded to those letters. And so, because I'm junior, I just sit back and do nothing.
But the argument that they are pursuing now is that, Mr. Mutasa was the secretary for administration at that time and is the one who was actually inviting the delegates, and he also had the agenda of the Congress.
That's very true. Not only that, I also raised all the funds that were used at the Congress, but that is neither here nor there. What we are talking about is the illegality of that Congress and its proceedings, which were not in line with our Constitution, and therefore the proceedings were null and void, and the outcome was unlawful.
But did you raise these concerns prior to the Congress, Mr. Mutasa?
I didn't know that it was going to happen like that. I mean, you only cross bridges when you come to them. I didn't know that the conference was going to be held like that. And so there was nothing to complain about. But after the event, and we have seen what transpired, then we can complain quite rightly.
But this plot had been simmering for a long time to oust the likes of you, Amaim Juru, and others. When would you say these problems started with your colleagues in the party?
They just came up suddenly. I mean, we were all caught by surprise when the president started to shout about his own deputy, the vice president of the party, being told off publicly by her superior. That has never happened anywhere in the history of our country or anywhere else in the world.